The Lord be with you.
And with you.
Read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word. My Father will love him. We will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the hallmarks of the Gospel yesterday, and I'm sure you went to Mass, was Jesus was speaking about heaven. Speaking about heaven. So two of the major feast days we're going to be celebrating as we head toward the end of what is called the Easter season is the ascension of our Lord into heaven, which in some dioceses is celebrated Thursday. Most dioceses, they've transferred it to Sunday. Our Lord ascends into heaven. And the following Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. That is the coming of the Holy Spirit. We just finished a novena to Our Lady of Fatima, which we ended on Saturday, May 13th, which we had a Marian retreat. A few weeks ago, we made the novena to Divine Mercy, which started on Good Friday, culminating on Mercy Sunday. And not that we should compare, but the novena in preparation for Pentecost is very, very important. That was the first and most powerful novena. So I think it's a good idea as we get close to the Feast of Pentecost to make a concerted effort to get to know better the Holy Spirit. So today I'd like to make just a few suggestions, five short suggestions on how all of us can really grow closer to the Holy Spirit, get to know the Holy Spirit better. Because when all is said and done, our holiness is the work of the Holy Spirit. Our sanctification is the work of the Holy Spirit. And it's easy for us when we're treating with God. We know Jesus pretty well because we listen to the gospel. We pray the Our Father every day, Our Father who art in heaven. We listen to what Jesus says in the Gospel of John. He's always saying that I do the works of my Father. But it's easy for the Holy Spirit to kind of be left on the side. But the Holy Spirit also is God. The Holy Spirit is God. He's equal to the Father and the Son. He's distinct, but he's equal in substance and essence. So the first thing I'd like to suggest, and I suggested this about 5 weeks ago, is to read the Acts of the Apostles. We've been reading it the past 6 weeks. But maybe spend an hour just reading through the whole book attributed to St. Luke. 28 chapters. You sat down in one reading, you could probably read it in an hour if you're reading it at a pretty quick pace. But I would suggest that when you're reading it, to underline every time there is a reference to the Holy Spirit, which you'll find in every chapter. Underline it, where the Holy Spirit is mentioned. And every time you underline, you're going to find some different aspect of the Holy Spirit. Beg the Holy Spirit Himself to become more real to you. Second, I would suggest that all of you memorize some prayer to the Holy Spirit. Before giving a talk, I will always pray the Holy Spirit. So I want the Holy Spirit to guide my thoughts as well as my words, that those who are listening will be enlightened, will be sanctified. Every day before I celebrate Mass, I say Hail Mary, then I say a prayer of the Holy Spirit with the altar servers, that this Mass would be guided by the Holy Spirit. Now, can you memorize the longer one? Come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle within us the fire of your divine love. I think you can. We all have memories. Maybe our memories are lazy. But now is maybe the time to get the memory to start to work, to memorize these beautiful prayers that our abuelitas or our grandparents memorized, because they exercise their memory. If you feel that your memory has basically died, I hope it hasn't. All of you know, glory be to the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit. I hope so. We say it after every deck of the rosary. That's a prayer also to the Father, the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Or maybe you can sing, Come Holy Ghost. That's the first one that I learned. So pray the Holy Spirit. Learn a prayer of the Holy Spirit. Third, I think we should read on the Holy Spirit. There are many books in the Holy Spirit. Once we enter into the topic of reading in books, that's, as they say in Spanish, mi vicio. That's my weak point. So I love books. I can mention maybe five just off the top of my head. You can read the encyclical of the Holy Spirit by John Paul II. You could read that. That would probably be the best theologically. You can read The Sanctifier by Luis Martinez, who is a Mexican bishop, was in Mexico about 50 years ago. He's already a servant of God. You can read also, If you'll read Spanish, the little book by Padre Salisman, who wrote a wonderful little novena and reflection on the Holy Spirit. You could read the book by Jacques Philippe, The School of the Holy Spirit, which I really believe is a masterpiece. Then you can go into the Catechism of the Catholic Church and just read what the Catechism of the Catholic Church says about the Holy Spirit. So all of us know how to read. I hope we do. Apply ourselves to reading to get to know the Holy Spirit better. And next, I would say, get to know some of the titles of the Holy Spirit. There are Christological titles, but also there are titles of the Holy Spirit. You might even go into your missalette sometime after Mass and go through what is called the sequence that we'll be praying on Pentecost. Beautiful. I don't know if we have any poets here who love beautiful English, translated from Latin into English. Beautiful expressions. What would be your favorite? Ask yourself in prayer, what would be your favorite? Well, we heard it today in the Gospel. Jesus said, I and the Father will live within you. And did you know if the Father and the Son live within you, also the Holy Spirit will live within you? C.S. Lewis wrote The Great Divorce, right? In God there's no divorce. Where the Father is, there is the Son. Where the Son is, there is the Holy Spirit. So one of my favorites is the sweet guest of the soul, dulce huésped del alma, the sweet guest of the soul. We're never alone. We have that wonderful guest living within us. And finally, I think I would be remiss if I did not mention this, is that if we want to get to know the Holy Spirit, we should get to know Mary. Get to know Our Lady Fatima. Get to know Saint Francisco, Saint Jacinta. They're already saints, right? Canonized a few hours ago. Get to know Mary. Because Mary is she's the daughter of God the Father. Mary is the mother of God the Son. And Mary is the mystical spouse of the Holy Spirit. So as you get close to Pentecost, pray for the grace to be more aware of the Holy Spirit. Saint John the 23rd, canonized with John Paul II, a couple years ago, Mercy Sunday, said that the saints are the masterpieces of the Holy Spirit. You are called to be a masterpiece. You're called to be a masterpiece. And you're called to be a masterpiece of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray to Mary that we would really strive to be masterpieces of the Holy Spirit. Amen.